Hello, listeners. This is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM. This is the second hour of today's program, and we focus on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychics, astrologers, and UFO researchers in the world on our program, and I guarantee it will be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. I'm pleased to tell you that we are also the fastest growing psychic and metaphysical radio program in the world, and we now have listeners in over 60 different countries in all the world's continents, and I want to welcome you all to Out of This World Radio International. From Vancouver in Canada to Toronto to Montreal to London, England to Zurich, Switzerland to Istanbul, Turkey to Tel Aviv, Israel, to New Delhi, India, to Sydney, Australia, to Auckland, New Zealand, to Tokyo, Japan, to Paraguay, to Chile, to Brazil, of course, to South Africa and Egypt. We welcome you all to this program. You can follow us on the show on Twitter at Ted Marr, OTW Radio. That's TEDMAHROTW Radio. And on Facebook also at Out of This World Radio. The first hour, we had Laura Eisenhower, the great granddaughter of former President Dwight D. Eisenhower, talking about the secret reptilian agreements he signed with the reptilians in 1954 and some other interesting things. And our second hour now will be devoted to Lee Moorhead. She's a wonderful psychic, one of the best psychics in the United States, and she'll be coming on in a few minutes. This program is supported by both advertisers and listener support. If you like this program, please send a donation to support it. Even a dollar or $5 will be really appreciated. You can use PayPal and by simply using the email address for the show at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And our website for more information about our guests and about the program is at www.outofthisworld1150.com. The program is dedicated to raising human consciousness and in the most positive way possible. And with that, I want to welcome Lee to the program. Lee, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you fine, and thank you so much for inviting me again. I did a show with you a little over a month ago, and I was delighted that you asked me to come back on your show again.
Well, having someone wonderful like yourself is a bit addictive. I just wanted to come back because I had such a good interview the last time. And for the benefit of my listeners, I want to tell you that Lee was born with a psychic gift and has been doing this work professionally since 1972, or for the last 42 years. She studied astrology when she was 14 years old. Took refresher courses in 1976. She's also a palmist and numerologist, and also a healer using Reiki, the Japanese art of healing. She produced her own TV show on the East End of Long Island on Cablevision Channel 20 every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a call-in show where Lee answers. Is the show still on now, Lee, or have you retired?
No, I closed the show down when I moved to Myrtle Beach 2.5 years ago after a 27-year run. And I thought, if Regis Philbin and Oprah Winfrey could retire in 25 years, I could certainly retire in 27. But anyway, my work goes on. My work has not stopped.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, Lee. Well, tell me, you said that you had this gift of being a psychic.
I had this gift as a very young child, although who knew it was a gift? I mean, you know, I just took it for granted, and I thought everybody else could do it. But it was my father and mother's nickname that started to make me realize that something was strange. They used to call me Father Divine. I could be sitting out on my porch with a bunch of friends sitting around me and talking to them, and they'd yell in and say, "Okay, Father Divine, time for dinner. Tell your friends to go home."
Oh, how funny.
I know, and it was funny.
Well, has it been a both? Has it helped you during your life, or have you sometimes seen things that you didn't want to see about people or events? Has it been helpful for you to have that kind of perspective?
Ted, I'm a very positive person, and anybody that knows me would tell that to you first thing. probably the first thing they'd say is Lee is positive. And so I always try to see the most positive things I can see about everyone. There are times that I have to tell them things that I see that are not necessarily positive, at least from the human point of view. From the spiritual point of view, everything is as it's supposed to be. I mean, we go through all of these life lessons because we're really here in school. But for in a human point of view, hearing about a death or hearing about an illness or an accident, of course, it sounds like it's negative. It makes me feel sad to tell them.
Sure. I understand. Well, I was going to ask you, when you do your readings, do you see things also for the United States as a whole or the world as a whole?
I have done that too, but not usually in my readings with people. Very few people really care about anything outside of themselves. I hate to say that. I mean, it doesn't sound nice, but it is true. When they call, they're calling about their love life, or they're calling about their health, or they're calling about whether or not they're going to be selling a home, or how is their child going to be doing in school, or how are they going to graduate with honors. I mean, they're always asking questions about themselves. I've only had a very rare few people say to me before a reading is over, by the way, Lee, are we going to have an earthquake or are we going to have a hurricane? And it's usually still locating close to them, not on the other side of the world.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, I must say this.
Mm-hmm. I do create predictions every year and publish a little booklet that does get sold, and this booklet is usually anywhere from 75 to 100 predictions for the coming year. And every year we'll find that a very big majority of those predictions have come true. I had predicted that tsunami in Thailand, the one in Japan, predicted a meltdown of the nuclear plant in Japan. And, I mean, that's only just to name a few things. But I have had many, many world predictions come true.
Fascinating. Now, it's August now. It's the middle of the year in our year. Are there some things you'd like to share with my listeners around the world that you forecast to happen that haven't happened yet?
Well, let's see. I'm going to try to think about some things. I do know that where the auto industry is concerned, the foreign-make vehicles, are going to be doing not as well this year or the remainder of the year as the American-made models. Now, for years, they ruled the industry, but it seems that they will be, not doing as well because America is coming up with some fantastic models, fantastic-looking models also. And that will be really turning people on. I had predicted earlier this year that our Secretary of State, Kerry, would be meeting with the heads of the state in Israel, trying to prevent them from having a war with Iran. And I think that we're going to be successful there. Now, I'm not talking about Hamas, and I'm not talking about Palestine, but I am talking about Iran. There's going to be a recall this year of a very popular infant formula. So that's something that you should be looking out for. And that takes place not just in this country, but in other countries. And in the UK, especially London, there's going to be such a rise in prices for both single-family homes and flats, which are their word for apartments. And that's going to be almost impossible for new buyers to find anything with an address within 20 miles of London. So that's going to be really tough for their economy, at least for a while.
We have a lot of listeners in London, in the UK, too, so I'm sure they're interested in hearing that.
Oh, yeah, and in Syria, Syria is going to be attacked again. And that we thought that was almost over, but it isn't. They're going to be attacked again.
Is it going to be ISIS again that's going to turn around and try to attack them? Or
I believe so. At the time that I felt this, at the time that it was coming through, I wasn't sure exactly who it was going to be, but I felt that it was going to be. There's also some new medical devices that are going to be used in conjunction with your own mobile phone. And the other thing is that they're with the heart, they have these pacemakers, and every so many years they have to go in and change the batteries. They're coming up with something new where they only have to scan it from the outside and readjust that battery, bring it back to life again, which would be really great. They don't have to be cut open again.
Briefly, Lee, I just want to announce, for those who just tuned in, you're listening to Out of This World Radio International with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting on KKNW, 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington. For those who'd like to call in later, our phone number is 425-373-5527, or if you're calling toll-free within Western Washington, our toll-free number here is 1-888-298-5569. We'll be taking some calls here in about, maybe 10, 15 minutes. That's fascinating. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I also wanted to add that India's economy is going to gain by 5% this year, which is really good. I mean, they've been doing well, but they will gain again. Mm-hmm. And the Iraqi dinar, which is there, is like equivalent to their, I guess, dollar, you would say dollar, which is really, really had lost most of its value. You're going to see it coming back partly this year and partly next year. So it'll be back to its pre-war days as far as its value is concerned. So those are some of the things that I'm seeing around the world. Fortunately, I'm not seeing any more major. I mean, we already had the hurricanes in Hawaii, but I don't think you're going to see anything again in Hawaii for the remainder of this year, or in Japan again for the remainder of this year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is good news.
Do you see much for next year? I know that's a bit early.
Well, it is a bit early. And what I do, truthfully, what I would like to do, and I wish you had asked me that when you called me a few days ago.
Sorry.
Because I could have sat down and started to sort through my mind. But I promise you that the next show we do, and I'm hoping we will,
we will
have more predictions for 2015.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Now, for those who are just tuning in and don't know a lot about psychic phenomena, how do you do it? Do you just sit quietly and meditate, and then the answers just come right to you? Do you ask them mentally questions?
I do it in a few ways. That's the way I do it when I'm doing my predictions. Mm-hmm. But when people call me for a reading, I listen carefully to their voice. And their voice is like a radio station that I'm tuning into. Mm. And from their voice, I begin to, it's actually called audio psychic. I begin to see and feel the things that are going to be happening for that person. And generally, right on, almost from the beginning, usually the first things I say are the most important. I usually open up with, oh, by the way, such and such. And they'll go, oh, my goodness, that happened just now, or it's about to happen, or we just heard about it. So I do it through hearing the voice. That's why I'm able to read people all over the world. I have clients everywhere in this world, and when they call me, I just listen to their voice. When they just say, hello, Lee, and that's enough for me, I can start going into the predictions for them. I usually tell them past also so that they know I'm for real.
Well, I know you're for real, so would you like to try it? I can just say, hello, Lee.
Oh, you've already done that, Ted. yes, you know, earlier today, we were talking, well, we only talked very briefly about your show before I had to get off the line, but I really feel that your show will be the outstanding psychic show in America, and fortunately, in other places in the world, too. This is going to happen for you, and I'm very happy about that. For many years, my show was the outstanding psychic call-in show, the number one psychic call-in show in America. But you've gone far beyond that.
Oh,
and
well,
I think
you
will.
Thank you.
I think
thank
you will.
You.
I'm also seeing a new property. Have you been looking around at something? And
very
I'm not sure if it's a business property or a home.
Well, actually, it's probably going to be a new home because I'm moving here in exactly a month's time from where I've lived for the last 12 years.
Okay. Well, I'm picking that up for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's going to be very special. Well, there's a lot of good energy. The home you're going to choose has a lot of good energy in it too.
Do you get a feeling for a location? I know that's probably difficult, but
Well, if I knew Seattle a little bit better, I would tell you. But I don't think it's directly in the heart of Seattle. I think it's just outside of Seattle.
Okay. Wonderful.
You don't mind the drive?
Okay. Great. And perhaps after the show off air, you could tell me the winning lottery numbers that I could pick up.
Oh yeah, listen.
Weekend.
I'm gonna make you laugh. If I had a dollar for every client who's come to me and said, "By the way, my husband wants to know if you have the lottery numbers," and I'd tell him, "If I had the lottery numbers, I wouldn't be here doing this."
Isn't that funny?
I don't think that we're supposed to use our gifts for that. I think our gifts are used for much more important. Well, it's not that. I think every person that plays the lottery thinks it's the most important thing in the world, but there are more important things. There are things like your health, and there are things like your children's health and your children's well-being and your spouse's well-being. I mean, these are important things, even to know whether you're getting married or if you're going to marry the person that you're with at this time, or if you're going to divorce the person. I mean, these are really important things, and these are the things that I try to dwell on when I'm doing readings.
And, of course, questions like, you know, whether your cat or your dog really loves you. I mean, those are the kinds of things that you really want to know.
Absolutely.
You know?
I'm asked questions about animals all the time, and I tune into animals very, very easily, too.
Uh-huh.
I really do tune into them. And, you know, they will be waiting for you on the other side. Whatever your heaven is, whatever you have decided that you are, you know, that you've created in your mind for your heaven, your animals will be waiting there. And many of them, sometimes, if you've had more than one animal, if you've had many animals in your life, they'll all be there.
They'll all
be there waiting for you.
If I gave you a name of one of my favorite cats, could you pick up on that? Would that be possible?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, Big Boy?
Big Boy. Has he got a little bit of aggression now and then?
Yes, he does.
Okay. That was the first thing I picked up on him, was his aggression. You know, his aggression does not have to do with anything that you are doing to him. My feeling is that he has some jealousy, and that plays a partial role in his aggression. But the other part has to do with his extremely young life. Did you adopt him?
Yes, we did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sure.
So you don't know where he came from or who had him?
No, those kinds of personal questions I didn't ask about his family background. No, I didn't.
All right. His family background was not the greatest. And fortunately, they did place him into a place where you could adopt him, because you're giving him a lot of love. But his aggression comes from not being sure. Like, as many years as you could have him, it'll always be not 100% certain about you or where you're coming from. And so that's part of the aggression. He'll be okay, though. You'll have him a long time.
Oh, good. Okay, good. And one more cat question named Fluffy. I don't know if you pick up any.
Oh, I love the name. I love Fluffy. Does Fluffy come to you very easily, almost like a dog would? If you called Fluffy, Fluffy would come right away?
Yeah, especially when I have fresh chicken. Absolutely.
Well, I have to tell you that Fluffy is friendlier than most cats. Most cats go off and do their own personal thing, and they could care less about you unless you have a piece of chicken in your hand. But the truth is that Fluffy really, really loves you, and really wants to be around you as much as possible, almost like attaching herself to you like a piece of Velcro. I like Fluffy. I like the feeling that I'm getting from Fluffy.
Did he like the sirloin steak I fixed him last night?
Oh, my God. Yes,
I'm sorry. That's just a joke.
I'm sorry. Listen, you think that I don't know people that would do that? I do. I know one in particular, who just passed away a week ago. But Beans, I'm sure, had the best diet in all of the Hamptons because he belonged to a well-known chef out there. So he probably had the best diet of all.
Oh, isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell my listeners, for those who are just tuning in, this is Ted Marr and with the Out of This World radio program on KKNW 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington. For those who'd like to call in, our phone number here is 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Lee, what's the most amazing thing that's ever happened to you as far as a reading? I know there's probably been some amazing spiritual experiences that you've had.
There have been. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even to pick and choose among them, I can tell you that one of them, I was at a party. Oh, God, this is going back at least 40 years ago. Anywhere from 38 to 40 years ago, I was at a party, and there was this young girl who was off to the side, didn't know her, didn't even know her name, but I walked over and took her hand in mine and said, "We must go off to a private place. I need to read you." Now, this I don't normally do because, I love the Long Island psychic. I think she's terrific. But she has a different way of handling things with people, so walk right up and start telling them things. I don't usually do that. I always feel like I'm picking through their pocketbook when I do that. But with this lady, I needed to, and I walked over to her, and I got her to the side in a little private place. And I said, "I'm going to say something to you, and I hope you don't take offense. You've tried to commit suicide at least 2 times, and you're thinking about it a third time." Oh. Well, she stood there with her mouth wide open and looked at me, and she said, "I can't believe that you see that." I said, "You were terribly abused as a young girl." Mm-hmm. I said, "But you will take away the great joy that you will bring to a man and to your 2 future children. You will take that away, and it won't happen because you'll have just decided to leave this world." I said, "But if you stay on, I promise you." I said, "How old are you?" She said, 19. I said, "I promise you by the time you're 27, and I know it sounds like a long time, I said, "You're going to meet a wonderful man, you're going to marry, you're going to have 2 sons, you're going to have a business of your own, you will live high up on a hill overlooking the water, you'll travel around the world, you'll wear furs and you'll have beautiful jewelry and you'll have everything your heart desires." Mm-hmm. And sure enough, over the years, we remained friends, and she'd keep bringing all these different guys to my home to psych them out, and I'd keep shaking my head no to her. And then one day she brought this man to my home, and I looked at her and I said, "Well, you found your soulmate." Oh. And she did end up marrying him. I went to her wedding. As a matter of fact, she introduced me as her fairy godmother at the wedding. But anyway, she did end up owning a big business. She ended up in a beautiful home overlooking the water. And then she ended up with 2 beautiful sons. And that, to me, is my happy story. I've had others that were a little sadder, but that one was my happy story.
That's wonderful. That's really, really a nice story.
And
really
I think
nice
back
story.
On that, and I think how, you know, I don't feel like I saved her life. I think the universe did. I think they directed me to get a hold of her and talk to her immediately to stop her from what she was thinking and doing.
I've got a lot of questions to ask you in that regard, but I just wanted to take a quick break. And Eric, do we have any callers?
We do. If you're ready, we'll go ahead.
I'm ready.
Bring Carol.
Okay, sure. Let's take our first caller. Thank you, Eric.
Great. Let's talk to Carol in Port Orchard.
All right. Carol, welcome to the show. That's a nice name.
Hello?
Hello, Carol. Are you there?
Yes, this is Carol. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Carol. That's a nice name. Welcome to the Out of This World.
Thank you. Hi, Lee.
Hello, Carol. I'm delighted that you called in. And is there something in particular that you would like me to answer for you?
Yes, it's concerning my present job. I'm kind of ready to change into something else, more spiritually and more fulfilling for me, something having to do with probably, I would like to do a cat-sitting business.
You know, I'm going to say this to you. I didn't see cats, but I saw you as a healer. And possibly while working with these cats, you will have a very healing energy and a healing effect on these cats. You should absolutely be changing your job. And, you know, 5 years ago, I would have told you to hang in there because the economy was just terrible. But the economy has made a turnaround. But obviously, even that money doesn't mean as much to you as getting out of there does. You're doing the right thing. You're following your instincts. You're following your heart. I believe that your cat sitting will turn into a really bigger business than you can envision right now. You may have to end up in a few years hiring at least two more people to work with you because you'll have so many, you know, you just can't handle that many. But I think that your effect on these cats is going to be very good, very healing and very loving. I think you're doing the right thing. And also, there's a woman who seems to be very encouraging towards you. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
All right. You know, she's got good instincts, too. And she believes in you. She believes in your ability to do what it is that you want to do. And I think you're going to be doing very, very well. You will be making money. And money is, of course, very important. We have to live. But you will be making money as an aside. The important thing is that you'll be creating joy for yourself.
And to help you out, Carol, when you start your business, be sure to give me a call back. Get a hold of me at the station at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and I'll give you some free advertising to get your business started, okay?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
That's
my
wonderful.
Pleasure.
Thank
you.
Carol, thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much, Lee and Ted. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care, my friend. Okay, Eric, do we have other callers?
Let's talk to Pat in Kirkland. Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
My pleasure. Welcome to Out of This World.
I
love Pat.
My friend just called and said, hey, you should call in. And lo and behold, there's space here, so thank you. I've been doing a job for 15 years that I've loved.
And Pat, have you lived in Kirkland a long time?
Yeah, and I just found out that I've gotten laid off, much to my surprise. And,
I'm so sorry about that.
I think it's a good thing, and not because I don't like it. I think that I've also been offered severance pay and told I could come back if I want. So it's kind of like a gift. I mean, rather than just being let go. And
right.
So I'm glad that you're looking at it that way, Pat, because I hadn't anticipated it.
I always hesitate to tell people that. How many times I've heard of people losing their jobs, and I'm ready to say to them, this was a gift from the universe, and then you say to yourself, well, I don't know whether I should be saying that right now. right at the time that they hear about it, it's very upsetting to them. However, it really is a gift from the universe, and it just as the lady who spoke to us before is going to go into another business, you may very well be going into your own business, but I'm seeing... do you sew or do you do something with your hands? Because I'm seeing you as very creative.
Not sewing. You know, I've owned a massage business in the past. I was a
mental health counselor. Okay. All right. I saw you doing something with your hands, and I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah.
I think that what you need to do is contact a few different parlors that offer massage or offer massage therapy and tell them that you're available and start yourself off, like, say, with Saturdays first.
Yeah, you know, massage isn't what I want to do. I'm pretty done with that. And so I'm thinking about whether to go back to school or, I'm really done with massage.
You're done with massage? So you want to do something else?
Yeah, years ago done with it.
Oh, my goodness. And I feel you as such a healer with your hands.
Well, I think that it may show up in another way, and have you thought about going to graduate school, but I really don't know that that's it either, and I feel like there's a lot of opportunity. I'm just not sure which way to go yet, and that probably will become clear as I
do you know what Reiki is a little more.
Go ahead, Lee. Yeah, go ahead, Lee.
Do you know what Reiki is? R-E-I-K-I.
Yeah, I do.
It's a Japanese art of healing. And here you don't have to put any pressure on at all. As a matter of fact, I've done Reiki where I've barely touched the person. I've held my hand within a half an inch over their head or over their part of their body that needed healing.
Yeah.
There's a man out in California, and if he's still practicing, his name is Randall Hayward, H-A-Y-W-A-R-D. You might want to contact him and see if he knows someone in the area where you are, or if you may have to travel, even if it's an hour away, to go to practice Reiki and to learn about Reiki. And you will not need a college degree to do Reiki on people. There's also reflexology, which is fabulous.
Yeah.
And I still think here again, you're not using the muscles of your arms to do this work. You're actually using your fingers to do this work.
Absolutely.
I still feel you in the area of healing with your hands. And I wouldn't give that up altogether because God has really given you that gift.
And also, too, if I may add something, Lee, Pat, I've got one of my guests coming on is a fellow named Rich Ralston. He's an energy healer out of Hawaii. He's one of the best. If you'd like, I just talked to Rich earlier today about some other things, but I think he could provide you perhaps some guidance to you. But I don't want to speak for him. If you like, send me an email. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll give Rich a call and see if I can hook you guys together. And I think Rich, if anyone could give you some good advice from the energy and psychic realm of healing.
There you go.
For your talent.
Universe, thank you to make this call today, Pat.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate your kindness
so much
and your care.
Calling in. I'm feeling your good energy here.
Thank you, dear. Okay.
All right. Take care, Pat. Take care. Eric, is there any other callers?
Yes, let's talk to Leslie in Vancouver, Washington.
All right, wonderful. Leslie, hi, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm fine. Hi, Ted. Hi, Lee.
Hi, how are you, Leslie? First of all, I love your name. And secondly, I've never been to Vancouver. I've been all over the United States, but I've never been up to Vancouver. But I understand it's very beautiful and lots of good energy. Do you have a home where there are lots of trees right around your own home?
No, and actually I moved recently from the Seattle area, which is a little south of Vancouver, to Vancouver, Washington, which is more closer to Portland.
Uh-huh.
So south Washington State.
Are you in your own home right now?
It's not mine.
All right, I do see you in your own home before 2 years is up, and I see it just surrounded by beautiful, tall, tall firs. I mean, you're really going to get so much energy from that. But now, let me ask you something. Do you have a particular question you would like answered?
Yes.
Please don't go into too much detail with it. I need to answer you being free of all the detail.
Okay. Well, I moved recently, as mentioned. I'm looking for work and need to find something at least short-term, either contract work or job, while I'm looking for a better job and wondering if you can get any insight about direction or timeline.
As far as timeline is concerned, I know that October seems like a long way away, but it isn't. It'll give you a chance to get yourself settled in and to find, or to search out various places. But have you ever thought about getting yourself a headhunter?
Yes. Well, I am working through a couple different agencies. I may register with more, and I have had some interviewing activity already.
Okay,
but now
good.
My
because I feel
time
that it's
kind of running out.
Going to find the right job for you. And yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
You might take a couple of small part-time jobs or temporary jobs. But I believe that the job that you're going to end up in, and I'm not seeing it any later than October. It could be late October, but I'm not seeing it any later than that.
Okay.
I do believe that you will be in a job that you're going to absolutely love. But most important, they're going to love you. They're going to love you and your work, and you're going to be fine. You're going to do well.
Right.
Also, have you been exercising lately?
Yes, I could always do more.
Okay, you're going to. Did you join a gym?
No, I've been walking.
I see you in a gym, doing, I don't know whether it's treadmill or elliptical or something, but I do see you doing that, and it's good and it's healthy for your body. You need it. You need that,
yes,
to work off a lot of the tension that you're carrying around with you right now.
Right.
I'm feeling a lot of tension in your shoulders and in your neck area.
Yes.
Yeah, and I get a feeling too that I'm picking up the tension too, but I'm also picking up maybe slightly not in the best of moods, but I want you to try to cheer up as best as you can. Do something fun. Take a break from looking for work. There are good things coming mm-hmm. down your path, and I think Lee's right. It'll just be a couple of months.
Okay, and do you think that I'll be able to find at least something short-term to get me through?
Yes, I picked that up. Yeah. I said to you, you're going to work short-term. Either that or two part-time jobs, but they're only temporary. The good one is coming in October. The good one is coming. And you're going to be doing fine, Leslie. Also, I'm seeing someone really has your back, which is good. Someone who's going to be very, very positive towards you. And, you know, I'm there. I'm there to help you. I'm there if you need me. And you're going to have that. If you don't already, you will have that.
Yeah, I don't think I've met that person.
It's going to happen. And it doesn't matter if it's a male or a female right now. What's important is that it's someone who has your back. The other thing I'm picking up very strongly is a mother, grandmother, or aunt figure who's passed over to the other side that also has your back, that seems to be, is telling me yes, yes, yes about October. Now, I don't know who it is, but somebody that loved you very, very much in this lifetime and is telling me, yeah. They're just saying yes, 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 October.
Okay, it could be an aunt or a couple of aunts.
All right, was she very positive toward you?
Yes, there are two that crossed over a few years ago that have come through other people.
Well, one of them is definitely coming through for you now, and she's going to be there for you, and you're going to be fine. And I'm so happy to have spoken to you, Leslie.
Well, thank you so much.
Ted, did you have anything to add to this?
No, I just want to confirm everything that you said, Lee, and that good things are coming down. Don't get discouraged. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you will be getting into a really good job by October. But keep a positive attitude, because sometimes if you get distressed or depressed, you'll miss things that are good things that are there for you that you should get that you missed just because you had, you know, that weren't open to them. But the good things are coming your way. I want you to know that, okay?
She made an important move, too. This was a very important move for her.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Great. It wasn't easy, but
well,
I did it.
The really good things aren't easy in life. Actually, for the reason that we would never appreciate them. You'll appreciate it because of how hard you had to work for this.
Well, it's kind of like my radio show. I put a lot of work into it. I'm still working on it. It's privately supported. I rely upon donations to keep it funded. But like my niece told me the other day, who's contacted the other side, she said, Ted, if you didn't have to work hard for something, then you would never appreciate it. And she's
right. That's right. That is the truth.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I've
enjoyed
the shows that I've listened to, and I'll be listening more as I can. So thank you, Ted, so much.
Good.
My pleasure, Leslie. Glad to be of help and of service. And by the way, Leslie, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you there? Are you there, Leslie?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Why don't you drop me an email in October? Let me know how you're doing. Okay, I'm just curious.
Okay.
It's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll forward it on to Lee as well.
Okay, great.
You know, I have to tell you that many predictions that I make, I get back letters from people. I just was going through some paperwork the other day and found a letter that a woman wrote to me back, I think around 1996. Where she told me that things that I had told her, that she thought I was absolutely crazy, you know, when I told it to her, but they happened. You know, you asked me before about memorable things, and this one is pretty negative, but it did happen, and as a matter of fact, I was written about in a book because of it. I had a client whose name was Roy Radin, R-A-D-I-N. He was an entrepreneur from New York, who used to do a lot of entertaining on stage. He would hire the entertainers and raise money for fire departments, police departments, et cetera. And he used to come to me with his partner, Mickey Deans, who was Judy Garland's last husband. And one day when he came to me, I said to him, you're flying out west, but don't go. And he started to laugh. He says, oh, I have to go. I'm hiring Joey Bishop to do a show for us on Broadway. I said, fly him here. Don't you go. He said, I'm not afraid to fly, Lee. I said, I'm telling you, don't go. Well, of course, he ignored me. Meantime, I turned to Mickey, who was his partner, and said, this time next year, you'll have your own business. He says, oh, I'd never leave Roy. He says, I'm his partner. I said, I'm telling you that this time next year, you will have your own business. Well, as it turned out, Roy did go out to California. Oh, my last words to him, and this is what's memorable. As he was walking out my door, I said to him, well, Roy, do me a favor. Just watch your back, okay? Well, within a few months, Roy was missing. They couldn't find him. They didn't know what happened to him out in California until a beekeeper found his body in the desert, and he had 5 bullet holes in his back.
Oh, my God.
They never did find the killers, but here I am saying, watch your back. And there were 5 bullet holes in his back. I ran into Mickey Deans that later that year, actually 6 or 7 months later, who was now in his own business. He put his head on my shoulder and he began to cry. He says, you know, we walked out of your house that day, and both of us were laughing and saying, boy, Lee Moorhead was off today. And he said, little did we know how right on you were.
Yeah.
That is another of my memorable ones, but sad.
I think one thing people have to understand is that there are many different dimensions of existence. We exist in the third dimension here, but the fourth dimension is time, and the fifth dimension actually is the realm where a good psychic can go, fifth and higher dimensions. And when you access the fifth dimension through a good psychic, the only thing there is truth. And so what you see, Lee, for people when you access the fifth dimension is the truth for people. And because there's no time, everything kind of happens all at once from what I've been told.
Well, that's true, because there is no time. Time does not really exist.
Right,
so
exactly.
So we see these things. Of course, a human being in Earth time, it's going to happen later. But
right.
We're seeing it as it's... because it's happening right at that moment.
Right, exactly.
In non-time.
Mm-hmm. And there's actually, from what I've read, a total of 12 different dimensions, with the 12th dimension being actually the supreme being. It's hard for the human mind to wrap around the dimensions after the fifth dimension, simply because it involves thought processes which we're not used to. But it is.
In fact, that is why many of the Tibetan monks, they chant all day long. They go into different dimensions while they're chanting, because all of them are trying to reach that highest dimension. A few of them have, but not many.
Sure.
But
sure.
They're trying anyway. That's the important thing.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I think that's our destiny as humanity on this planet. We are cumulatively all going into the fifth dimension. And
yes,
I think as time goes
you know,
on,
I'm in the middle of reading a very good book, by the way. I'd like to suggest it to your audience.
Yes,
it's
go ahead.
It's The Afterlife of Billy Fingers.
The act of what? I'm sorry?
The Afterlife of Billy Fingers.
Okay.
Just think of the fingers on your hand.
Okay.
That was his nickname in life. Very well written by a woman who lived on the east end of Long Island. His brother was killed by an automobile, like, suddenly. There he is, and boom, he's gone. But he came back to her to talk to her about the other dimensions that he reached. And it's wonderful reading, and I would really suggest it to people who are interested in reading books like this.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Lee. Well, Leslie, are you still there? I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on the program, and be sure to get a hold of me in a few months and let me know how you're doing.
Are you ready for more calls?
Yes, of course.
I am.
Okay, great. Let's talk to Elise in Clee Ellum.
All right. Elise, hi. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you guys?
Just fine. Just fine. Go ahead and ask your question with Lee.
I'm fine too, Elise. And what I would like to tell you before you even ask a question, why am I seeing dancing around you? Do you like to dance?
I do, but I wouldn't have pinned myself as that way.
No, but I see you loving to dance. I think that when you're dancing, whether you're dancing a waltz or whether you're dancing disco or whether you're dancing new age dancing, whatever it is that you're out there doing, is when your heart is reaching such a high level. You're really enjoying every moment of it. It's bringing great joy to you. And you should dance a little bit more if you can. Okay, why don't you ask me your question?
Well, I will. Thank you. I graduated from college about a year ago, and I've been in my job now for a year. And I'm not, not my passion, what I'm doing, and what I studied in school isn't something that excites me either. And I'm just kind of feeling like I'm at a point of change, and I've started thinking about maybe going back to school to study naturopathic medicine or something. And I'm just kind of curious if that's a mistake, if I should be staying in my job, or if that's a transition I should do, or if there's a third option that I haven't thought of yet.
I didn't hear the last few words you said.
Curious if you maybe, you know, either whether it's school, you know, to study naturopathic medicine, or if it's to stay in my job or something completely different.
Well, number one, you should be leaving that job.
If you
are not completely happy in the job that you're doing, it really is a job, and you struggle each day with it. When you are happy doing whatever it is that you're doing, it doesn't feel like a job. It just feels like something that you're enjoying and you're looking forward to doing every day. You're not looking forward to this every day, and you shouldn't be there any longer. But I would not suggest that you leave until you have another job or another school opening at hand. If you can get some kind of subsidy so that you could go back to school again and even take another year or two of studies, I would do that if I were you. If you can't afford to do that right now, then you need to be looking for another job and moving on. As soon as you find that job, just move on out of this job. I think that you'll be a lot happier doing something totally different than you're doing right now. This is not your happiness. This is not bringing joy to your heart. And that is where you should be feeling it. You should be able to hold your hand to your chest and say, I love what I do. And that should be that's the operative word. I love what I do.
So I guess that's what I'm struggling to figure out is what I am passionate about or what I would love to do. So I'm curious if you have any insight to that.
Well, you know, for any psychic in the world, you're never going to find a psychic who's going to pick out of millions of different kinds of jobs the job for you. What you will find from a psychic is when you ask them, I like this, 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 and this. What are you feeling is best for me? That's when we can pick up for you. But to just say, what kind of a job will I be doing? My God, I could be telling you hairdressing. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty difficult. But if there are a few areas that you really like very much, why don't you name at least three of them to me and let me pick up and see if any of those three are good for you or if you should just move on to another area.
I really enjoy nutrition and fitness. Kind of like the whole health industry is appealing to me.
Well, the health industry is exactly where you belong. But I can't tell you what area of the health industry. I can say that nutrition is a wonderful part of that. Have you ever thought about working in a hospital? Possibly even going back to school and taking nutrition in the form of being a nurse nutritionist.
Oh, okay. So, like a natural. No, I haven't. I've thought about
because
like,
I could see that for you. I could see you working in a hospital situation, not necessarily working with people who are sick, but people who are post-op. You know, coming out of it and having faced certain things in their lives and need some help where their nutrition is concerned because they were obviously doing things wrong before and they need the help to do it right now. I can see you in that area very, very clearly. And the other area, physical fitness, I'll tell you the truth, I think you'd be wonderful at it, but I don't think that that's where you're going to be. I really don't think that that's it.
Now,
are you able to go back to school financially?
Okay.
Are you able to do that?
Yes. it'll be a little bit of a challenge, but I think I could do it.
Yeah, because I really think that that's where you need to stop thinking. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I'm picking up the field that has to do with people who are diabetic. Do you have diabetics in your family or among your close friends that make you interested in that?
I have a close friend whose sister is.
All right, because what I'm seeing is that your interest might be nutrition in the field of diabetics, where you're meeting people who have just had diabetic problems or, you know, have had to have different things, starting to take insulin and so forth, but don't know squat about
okay.
what to eat properly to keep this from ever happening to them again. And I think that you would be very good in that field. Now, you know, I might be off, but I'm not feeling that right now. I'm feeling that I'm on right now where that's concerned.
Okay, great.
Okay, Ted, do you have anything to add to that?
Oh, just quickly that, unfortunately, a lot of doctors trained in the medical schools in the United States don't have anything. They don't get much education from what I understand about nutrition. So if you did go in some sort of field involving nutrition, you'd be helping patients out in a way that many doctors can't help people because they just don't, they're not schooled in it.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's correct. You're right about that. Now,
yeah.
You know, I had open-heart surgery a little over a year ago. I had a triple bypass. Huh. I still go to cardio rehab 3 times a week and do my exercises. I do an hour of exercise 3 times a week. While there, they have various classes. Now, I've attended every one of the classes, so I don't really need to attend again. But among those classes, there is a nurse who is also a nutritionist who teaches people about eating properly. Regarding their heart, regarding what happened to their heart and how not to have it happen again, because I've also met people there who've gone back for multiple surgeries for their heart after they had their first one. And all I could think to myself is they were doing something wrong, you know. So
sure.
I really can see you there, and I can see you doing something very similar to that.
Wonderful. We have, I'm sorry to cut this short. We only have a few minutes. We have time for one more quick call, if that's okay. And good luck to you, Elise. Good luck to you. Thank you for calling in.
Good luck, Elise.
Great. Thank you both so much.
Sure.
Okay, we've got to be quick. We've got 3 minutes to talk to Barbara in Edmonds.
Okay, thank you.
Harry?
Hello. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
The
yeah,
time
we're...
is so short. I really
yes, I know. It's short and quick. So there's a man that is kind of in my life. He's been battling cancer for a few years, and I'm hoping that he's going to make it through it and we're going to be able to move forward.
He's going to win his battle with cancer. Is he, besides his chemo and other things that he's doing for his cancer, I just talked about nutrition to the last gal. Is he also following a holistic approach to his nutrition?
I'm not 100% sure on that, and yes, he should be because it's colon cancer.
Well,
I know
no,
he's very
no,
careful about what he
eats. Why? That's something that you need to sit down and talk to him about. He needs to find somebody that knows enough about the holistic approach to healing and staying healed. The important thing is once he's healed, he has to stay healed and not to have it happen to him again. And I hope that this helped you. But I promise you, he will make it.
If you have further questions, Barbara, just email me, and I can forward it on to Lee, or I'd be happy to help you. It's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I'm sorry we just kind of run out of time, Barbara, but thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Barbara.
Well, we don't have much long left, but I wanted to just to wrap everything up, and then I want to give you the floor, Lee, to have the final to wrap everything up for the last minute. For those tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host Ted Marr on KKNW, 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington. Next week we'll be having on for the first hour from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll be having Eric von Doniken on. He is the world's most famous UFO researcher, coming on to us live from Switzerland. By interview interview, followed by 3 to 4 p.m. by Lois Berman, one of Boston's best psychics, and I'm sure both interviews will be fantastic, and I'm sure you'll enjoy them. This program is listener-supported, and if you like the program, please email me to support it or any suggestions for any future guests. And go ahead, Lee. I'd like to give you the last minute to wrap up today's show.
Well, I would like people to know that they can see my website at www.stargaze.com, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E.com, and my landline number in South Carolina is 843-742-5472. And I thank you so much for allowing me to be of help to all of your callers, Ted.
Thank you, Leah. I can't wait to have you back on the show again.